WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are, where's the Baltimore Positive Classic before I even get this thing going? We're at Coco's Pub. We are in beautiful Lauraville. It's all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. Giving away the instant lottery scratch-offs. People behind me, there's winners back here. They just don't know it yet. Our friends at Window Nation also put us out on the road, 866-90-NATION. New offers for the end of summer. Obviously, baseball getting going. The Orioles back in town. Luke's out at the ballpark. We got the Maryland Crab Cake Tour on the road. I would be remiss if I did not say that next week we're going to be on the west side of town at the Beaumont and Catonsville next Thursday. There's a rumor I've got a Hall of Famer stopping by. That's all I'm going to say. And then on August 3rd, we celebrate 25 years, wow. WNST, August 3rd. I'm going to be over Costas. I'm going to be cracking crabs. Leonard Raskin has given me the official 25th anniversary crab mallet, and it's very special, Senator McCray, because it's got Raskin Global on the side and crack crabs, but you can open beer on the other side. It's a special mallet. Only I have one of these, so we'll be putting this in action August 3rd over Costas. Then on the 4th at Drug City, people are lining up, hitting me, telling me they're stopping by, and they're bringing old pictures of me. I'm looking for a Cito Sucks shirt from 1993. It's the 30th anniversary of the All-Star Game. Can't come down here without having you by. And I did not invite Mayor Scott. We're going to get together a little later on in the summer. But the last time we were here, dude, masks on you, masks on me.
That is true.
Masks on patrons, carry out. Are we open? Are we not? Tell me, Mayor Scott, are we? Where are we? 2 years later, to get back here with Marcella, who I love, she fed me. I'm so you're going to have to talk the whole segment because I'm fat and happy. It's good to see you on a summer day. No, what's going on, Senator?
It's great to see you, brother. Just welcome to the 45th again. Sorry we can't be joined by Mayor Scott, but I'm sure that he'd love to be here, especially with these crabs.
He's got business, and I just didn't hit him. I mean, I put this together 2 weeks ago because Marcella and I have been at this for like 2 years. I'm like, I'm coming back in. Everybody keeps saying, Todd Schuller, when are you going back to Marcella's? All my friends from the east side eat over here. The mayor eats here. You eat here. Rasig eats here. So this is a great day to do this. And, you know, you say, welcome back to the 45 and all that. First things first, where is your district? Because I messed up to some degree because I hit Odette Ramos to begin with, and her district starts right. I can spit that. It's across the street.
Yep. No, right? You're right.
So, like, I hit the councilman. So I'm trying to hit everybody over here, but I do get confused with these Rorschach.
So lines were
when
just
I get Sarbanes
drawn,
on, he didn't even know. I mean, it's a mess what's going on with these gerrymandering. So what do you got? Where do you begin it at?
So it just re-triggered or was reconfigured for January. I go still at Northern Parkway as my most northern, so I go to the county line. I now go my southern boundary is still Hopkins. I now have Elwood Park.
Okay.
Is a new part of it. I lost Summer Station North, but I still have like Greenmount West and Charles North within my community. West, I now go all the way over to like Good Sam. So I got like Hillen Road and Belvedere in my district now. We picked that up from Mary Washington. And then east, I still go over to like Pulaski Highway. It's a pretty huge community, pretty huge district.
Yeah, I mean, and I guess you started in a smaller area as a politician and running and getting people to know you and your work as an electrician. Yeah, just what you've done and what you tried to build here. But what do people need to know about this area, this and your representation for them down in Annapolis?
I feel good about it. I've got my training wheels in the House of Delegates, so I did a tour in the House of Delegates, and now I'm currently serving my second term in the Maryland State Senate. And one of the things that I think about is how do you set that foundation up for the next generation to be able to build upon? And we got some big things going on in the 45th. So we don't have any stadiums. A stadium for a high school. Imagine a stadium for a high school. So right there at Harford and 25th, for those folks that are generation before me, they called the Clifton Middle. It's the Fairmont Harford building. There's going to be a football stadium right there on Harford Road, which is going to be very cool. And when you look adjacent to that,
and when's that get done?
That gets done in about 2-3 years. So we're setting the foundation for it. If you look at Lake Clifton campus, the Lake Clifton campus, Morgan just purchased that campus. So at first it was sitting empty, but now we have an anchor institution that's now purchased it. We've got a big vision for it. One of the things that the first thing that Dr. Wilson want to do is an auditorium to make sure that when we have graduations, he's not handing out 2 or 3 tickets. He can invite as many people from your family to come to see the graduates, the scholars come out of Morgan State University. I also think about another big thing that's huge for me is food insecurity. So a number of our communities in the city of Baltimore do not have healthy food options. right down there in the Old Town footprint, we're going to be getting our first supermarket in East Baltimore than we've had in decades now. So we've lost some. But
well, I mean, I've heard about this. And obviously, I do the show down at Fadley's, and I was at Lexington Market with Paul Rupert 2 weeks ago. If you heard on the station, you know, us talking about the old market, the new market, where people get their food, where supermarkets are. I live downtown. There were limited options there. I did a lot of my shopping in the suburbs, honestly. I mean, I work with Wise Markets, obviously. I know it's a little Safeway. It's been up the street here in the city for a period of time. But, like, the desert, food desert,
so,
right?
So to give you a visual, when you're talking about places like South Clifton Park, when you're talking about Berea, when you're talking about McEldrey Park, those communities, Oliver, New Broadway East, they don't.
Where do they go to get
so food? You either have to go to, like you said, you have to
get
transit.
On a bus.
You have to be transit opportunities. You may go out and come all the way up to a Safeway when that shouldn't be. It should be walkable options within the community. And I'm so glad that being able to work with Danny and Dana Henson that we've been able to secure a supermarket that'll go at that intersection of Orleans and Central Avenue. So that'll be very, very cool.
That's a heart of Old Town, right?
That's the heart of Old Town Mall.
I mean, Old Town's got like this incredible history. And, you know, most of my lifetime when I've gone through, it's been troubled. You know, I mean, I remember at one point it was in the 80s, maybe early 90s. And I live down that way. I get my Chinese food right around the corner from there. So, I know the neighborhood well, and I drive up. I call it the old Sears building. Mm-hmm. You call it the courthouse, at North Avenue. But, you know, that whole corridor there, you know, when you think about, look, my wife spent 155 nights in the hospital at Hopkins, right, fighting in 14 and 15. So I was in that neighborhood just all the time, right? And I would see things there and say, there's been an investment made in certain areas. Mm-hmm. Certain areas that sort of come back to life in other areas. Talk to me about that, because really it was always a shopping area, right? I mean, a lot of the areas on the east side, the bus lines, because I was on those buses as a kid coming from Dundalk, they were shopping areas. They were places people went to buy things. No different than White Marsh Mall or East Point Mall and different malls that we grew up with, but it was a mall, right? Literally.
Things shift. As technology grows, as things happen, we shift. So what happens is you've had Perkins has been knocked down, Somerset has been removed, and you see a number of affordable housing options, market rate housing that's coming to that footprint, but not just doing housing, thinking about what does it look like from a holistic standpoint. We talked about healthy food options, but let's talk about the park that's going to be named after my predecessor, Nathaniel J. McFadden, Learn and Play Park. This is a $6 million plus park that the state of Maryland has 1.7 into that $6 million to make sure that when
so
we're
the state's covering about a third of it.
The state's covering about a third. So
25%.
Yep. Okay. So when you think about the housing piece, the housing connection, the food connection, we also need those green spaces that you can just enjoy. You may want to walk around. You may want to walk your dog. Your children can be able to play.
I'd love to see people growing food in those neighborhoods.
Because I see that
footprint in Detroit and other places that growing food in a neighborhood changes a neighborhood.
And so I feel really, really strong. And if you come up, the next community that you have is Johnson Square. I just was at a groundbreaking for the Ambrose Kennedy Pool, but I'm so happy about the work that Rebuild Johnson Square is doing as they're thinking about St. Francis is one of their school partners. Johnson Square Elementary is one of their school partners. So thinking about that, you see, if you come up Biddle Street, the 400 block, you'll see all those houses knocked down. But Rebuild Metro is working with their partners to do teacher housing. Look at that concept when you think about dorms and how they have shared kitchen spaces and shared things. So they're looking at how do we recruit teachers within our school system and being able to have a place where young teachers may want to cohabitate with each other and being able to do that right there on that 400 block of Biddle Street. We subsidized that by about $500,000 this legislative session, which was a pretty cool.
Well, giving teachers a better life, that sits at the heart of education. I mean, parenting, crime, affordable, all of those things, but who's teaching our children, right? Like, and that's not a Tommy Tuberville of talking point. That's not a, you know, I don't mean it like that. I mean, like, I was a young person at one point. One of my roommates was a teacher. Mm-hmm. Girls I dated were elementary school teachers in the city. And anytime I talk to teachers, it's, you know, Kleenex in the room, just little silly things to put that they go out of pocket for. So many teachers go out of pocket for this. Something that local governments could do is go into pocket and say, these are things, this is going to be a benefit for you. It's a benefit to be a teacher.
Being able to incentivize and make sure that we can help with that decline in population, the decline in population of folks that's going in that profession, and making sure that we're doing everything that we can, because it's not easy being a teacher. At the end of the day, they're working with all professions to make sure that we can have successful future from that standpoint. So why don't we make sure that we engage them, but make sure that we engage them in the right way through a housing perspective. If you go a little bit further up, you'll also see on that corridor where you talked about the old Sears, the Great Blacks and Wax Museum, and the work that they're doing.
Been there forever, yeah.
Been there forever. If you look at the facade piece, Dr. Martin has done like phase one. They're working on making sure that it's ADA compliant and making sure that they can think about what does it look like a holistic standpoint from a whole
block. It's an old building, man.
It is a very old building. Yeah. And just making sure that we do that. But we've complimented them. I want to say the last 4 to 5 years, we've got about $4 million into making sure that we invest within our arts and culture right there on our North Avenue corridor. If we come up a little bit further, you got the 4x4 and you have like Bel Air Road and North Avenue. You've seen the demolition that has taken place because of all of the vacant and the going in the wrong direction from that standpoint. But we're working with Plesh Jones and the partners from that standpoint to make sure that we can do something, because that's a very important intersection, Bel Air Road, North Avenue,
What's
and Gay,
the name
where
of the high rise over there that one of the foundations was involved in the city?
It
might have been Matt Gallagher's group, but there was a high rise over there. It's been there a period of time, just south of North Avenue, right? Bel Air Road, you know where the cemetery is, just a little bit south of there. You know, I saw some investment happening over there. This is before the fire and 15 and all that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that side of
the Mary Harvin Transformation Center.
There you go. Thank you. There you go.
You had me rolling.
I had to get the name.
Dante Hickman and the Mary
I had to get the name.
The senior housing that just got put up.
But that's been there for, you know, a decade now.
At least a decade, yep.
Yeah.
And that was a great addition to the 45th. And glad to see all of our partners collectively come together when
I was
the fire
there when they when they opened
here.
It. So yep. I got invited to an event over there. It was a number of years. Senator Corey McCray's here. We're Coco's. I'm going to be giving away Instant Lottery Scratch. You know, I said to you, like, I don't have, like, this huge list of this and that. I mean, I've been sitting here talking about the Orioles and the All-Star Game and Ravens season and these rockfish that are eating the crabs. Catfish eating the crabs in the tributaries. So I've been, like, on all of these issues. But the city itself, and look, it leads with what happened with 30 unfortunate souls in South Baltimore a week and a half ago. Mm-hmm. And we talk about crime, we talk about education, where we are post-COVID. Give me some positive signs you see, because, I mean, I do drive through the city all the time. Yep. I was over in Wilkins Avenue 2 weeks ago at Spiritual. I mean, I do the tour every week. I'm on the other side. I'll be in Catonsville next week. I see things that, as I said, come back to life, and it always comes back to people. Mm-hmm. When there's a you and there's a business owner and there's a Marcella and there's people vested and police vested and communities vested and schools and parents and homeowners and there's an investment in all these communities.
Yep.
I mean, my dad was one of those guys in our neighborhood, umpire working in the rec council, making sure the snowballs were there after little things like that build community. What are you seeing that are positive signs?
Man, as an entrepreneur, I'm always thinking about, like, how do you lay that foundation, and do we have the support systems on our main corridors? So if you look at the Hoffa Road corridor, we got Sam Polakoff, we just got a bookstore with Snug Bookstore. We're on the Hoffa Road corridor. You have Coco's, so you have these amenities. Not only can you eat, but you can also shop.
Hold on a second. We're doing a Hoffa Road corridor. Who's got the peach cake? I brought some peach cake. Did we eat the peach cake already? Is it long gone? It's gone? Well, I stop at Fenwick. So you talk about things here that are great Hartford Road corridor.
Yep.
I mean, subliminally, it's not that I didn't want to be at Coco's today, but I wanted to find a place that was between my house and the bakery had to be on the way.
Okay.
So I'm on Hartford. All right. I do my hot yoga on Hartford Road. I get my Chinese food on Hartford Road. I mean, I'm off for Emerald Tavern. I'm going to be singing there next Saturday night.
Man, I
met Marcel at Emerald Tavern 30 years ago. Football was before we had a team here, man. We used to watch.
Wow.
Harvey had the satellite dish on Hartford Road every Sunday. I was a Houston Oilers fan, and this is when we didn't have a team.
Mm-hmm.
So I would go over every Sunday with my Oilers stuff on, and it was a Browns bar, believe it or not.
Okay.
But we would watch the Oilers play. So when you say Hartford Road, and I think, passing Gills, passing all these
Gills
places,
pizza,
right, that are a part of Baltimore, yep. man. Yep. Like, I drove south down here, and I thought, I'm passing this place and this place and this memory and that memory and this memory and this old girlfriend and this old buddy and Mickey Coachella's from Hamilton. Every time I talk, Hamilton. Yep. So, yeah, this is a great part of Baltimore, man.
I feel real strong about it. Like, on the Huff Road Corridor, we're pretty strong. On Bel Air Road, we're building up. And the neighborhoods like the 4x4, we've got three of our non-profit partners.
Talk about the 4x4. What does that mean?
So the 4x4, you are so right. Because
come on,
of Baltimore,
you're getting
we got our own lingo.
Yeah.
So, like, the 4x4 is a neighborhood that has four streets. So, you got Elmore, Ravenwood, Emily, and Lindale. So, on those four streets, unfortunately, Nestor, you have 700-some homes, and you had 200-plus vacant homes. So, what we did with those four streets is we brought in three partners. We brought in St. Ambrose, we brought in Habitat for Humanity, and we brought in NEHA, and said that we want to decrease the vacancy within these neighborhoods. We're going to work with the city and our court system to make sure that we take them out of bad landlords or bad folks' hands and make sure that we get them in the nonprofits that want to create affordable housing opportunities for folks. And we've been seeing that shift happen, and I'm thankful for those three partners, because now we can go over and leave the 4x4, because we've set that blueprint up, and now we're over in Dolly Park, working towards Dolly Park off of the Huff Road corridor. And for folks that may not know where Dolly Park, I'm talking about like Normal Avenue, 25th Street, Dolly Avenue, things of that nature, adjacent to Chum and South Clifton Park, but taking it in small chunks, get the right partners, and then move to the next ones, because we have that blueprint.
Well, the senators here, you say it's a little easier when you're not in session. You know, summer here. I think it's easier when we don't have masks on doing this thing. I'm going to keep you here a little overtime. I'll do more city crime, all that. But tell everybody what you do in Annapolis, and when you're going around talking to constituents, you talk about all. And there's no notes here. You know these people. You know your area, which is why I love having you on, because I feel like I just get like a little put the temperature in, say what's going on down here. You know, bring the senator in, but the work that gets done in Westmore and 8 years at Hogan and federal money. I mean, I heard the other day Orioles are trying to get federal money as part of what they're doing down at the stadium. Transportation money's here. Wes is talking red line. You were down there. You've been down there as a delegate, now as a senator. Give me the state of what you see with your eyes when you, I guess, get in the car and go down to Annapolis every day for a couple months, right? And sit and talk to people from other parts of the state that don't share the same whatever background, but we all share that we want to have a strong economy or we want a better state.
Yep. So I think that at the end of the day, we have a governor with Governor Moore being from the Baltimore region. We have Brooke Learman, the comptroller, being from the Baltimore region. We have the Speaker Jones being from the Baltimore region. We have the Senate President from the Baltimore region.
Teacher, Nestor, by the way, Bill Ferguson,
if,
I would say
if
that.
If we can't put this puzzle together with the pieces that we have at this moment, I do not think that it can be done.
This is Baltimore's best shot.
This is Baltimore's best shot. I'm super optimistic about it. I'm betting on Baltimore, but at the end of the day, I think that everything is aligned in the manner that it has to be able to deal with transportation, education, housing, our waterways and our environment, so many things from that standpoint. So I feel strong and optimistic about it. I feel as though our mayor is our quarterback. At the end of the day, I'm a tight end, I'm a wide receiver, I'm whatever.
Now, when he calls you, what does he need? When you sit with the mayor, you don't have to share, you know, but I mean, this is in the public's interest. When the two of you are getting together, you're talking about us, right?
It's so important. So like, when I'm talking to the mayor, let's just say our conversation a couple days ago. So as they're actually setting and crafting the Baltimore agenda for next legislative session at this moment, when we think about the governor, when we think about the mayor.
This is the mayor, this is old Mayor Schaefer taking notes and saying, these are all the things we need. And then the mayor goes down there with your help, maybe the help of Brooke Learman, maybe the help of Bill Ferg, sympathetic ears, maybe that weren't always there, right? Or people that somehow said Baltimore can help itself. Because when I was with Governor Hogan, I never felt the commitment to the city. As a voter, he would push back, well, I've done all I can do. Well, frustration, don't show me frustration. Show me action. We're all frustrated. What I'm saying, right?
Yeah, absolutely right. Absolutely right. I think that these puzzles are hard, because if they weren't hard, they'd already be done. They'd already be completed from that standpoint. I think that people didn't elect me to make excuses about why things can't be done. At the end of the day, they want us to put points on the board and figure out that way. So every path is not easy to charge and get up that hill from that standpoint. So when I'm caucusing with the mayor, he's saying, hey, what do we feel as though is achievable? What do we feel as though is doable? What are some of the obstacles that are going to be in our way in order for us to achieve these big big things that we're trying to get done that people think are impossible from that standpoint. So it's like a three-dimensional chessboard because the problems are that deep, Nesta, but making sure that we can actually play and win that game. And as we've lost population, it gets even tougher because the power has been allocated focused over there on the other side of Maryland in Montgomery and Prince George's.
Well, we're going to continue at it. We're going to have crab cakes here today. Dave Shinen from the Washington Post, and that's a misnomer because he like lives in Canton, Upper Canton, Fells Point, Butchers Hill. He's going to be coming by talking about baseball, Olympic sports. Mike Rosigliano, my dear friend, lives in the neighborhood. We're in Lauraville. It's a great place. We're at Coco's Pub. Come on by. It's a little piece of paradise here. Get a Marcella Margarita. Help yourself to one of those crab cakes. She brought me... I said, listen, I want to try some stuff. She brought me these coconut shrimp that were unbelievable.
Oh, my God.
Raspberry jalapeno. Then she brought me cream of crab soup, sherry in that delicious. And then she brought me crab soup, Maryland crab soup, that tastes like my mom, so you know I loved it. And then on top, and then I wanted a Greek salad, too. And they rolled me from the bar over. How does a police officer was in here eating with me? He rolled me up here. And I said to her, I'm like, I need a nap before the senator gets here, man.
I can only imagine.
They feed you too good over here, man.
It sounds like it. Yep. No, I see a lot of my friends, they'll post pictures on Facebook, you know where I'm at, or this or that.
Right.
So, but
you're eating something I'm not eating right now.
I tell Marcella that when I have folks that's from out of town, and they say, where's the best crab cakes, this is where I'm bringing them at.
Well, that's where the mayor comes to, right?
Yep.
So, listen, I'm non-denominational because I love them all. But I will say this. Last night, I was really hungry before I went to bed, and I thought, nah, I'm going to get some peach cake. So I brought some peach cake here, and Al up at Fenwick Bakery has told me that at 2 p.m., on my 25th anniversary at WNST, uh-huh. which is August 3rd at
Congrats
Costas,
again.
At Costas, he's going to be bringing by peach cake to serve to some folks over Costas.
Oh my
so if
God.
You're over with us, this is fresh. When I brought this in to Marcel and the gang, it was actually still warm when it got here. So I'm showing this off. She's making crab cakes back there, smiling. I'll bring more next time. I swear I will. So, but, you know, they got everything. It's Hartford Road. It's Baltimore. We got all the good stuff. Senator Corey McCray's here from the 45th. We're in the 45th. I got my crab mallet. We are celebrating 25 years. I'm giving away Maryland Lottery Instant Scratch off tickets. This has been a lucky batch. I had some winners.
Nice.
A couple weeks. I did. I had a couple really big winners up at local a couple weeks ago up at Falston. So we're giving these away. Our friends at Window Nation. I got my sloppy floppy hat. Appreciate them. 866-90-NATION. We're going to step out, take a break. We're going to come back. I want to talk crime, educate, all the hard things. I want to have some fun. And also want to talk about, you know, just sort of summer in the city and pools and different things mm-hmm. that are going on mm-hmm. here. Mm-hmm. Because after the plague, the summer... We're coming back.
Yep.
The city's coming back.
Yep.
You know, we're having festivals again. We're having people out again. Ball games. Good ball games with a good baseball team. Back for more Cocos. I'm
great baseball team.
Only great after the parade, all right?
All right.
You got to make sure the parade gets into the 45th. I'm Nestor. We're back for more on WNSD AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. The Crab Cake Tour at Coco. Stay with us.